current affairs with an Islamic perspective, an alternative to the mainstream narrative, establishing the truth. This is News Right Now.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to today's segment of News Right Now, Starving Before the World. Right now in Gaza, one of the worst man-made catastrophes in modern history is unfolding. Entire families are starving while mountains of food sit just across the border, locked behind steel and politics. Mothers are boiling leaves to feed their children. Babies are dying not from disease, but from hunger, slowly, painfully, and in full view of the world. The siege has turned Gaza into an open-air prison, where even bread and water are treated like weapons. Trucks loaded with food and medical aid wait at the gates, engines off, while children waste away behind the fences. This is not a natural disaster. This is cruelty by design. And the world, rich nations, global bodies, and especially Muslim governments are watching in silence. Gaza is not just starving, it is being strangled. And every minute of inaction adds to the shame of this brutal, preventable tragedy. The people are not silent. Across the Muslim world, rage boils over. In Jordan and Egypt, thousands have taken to the streets, chanting for Gaza, defying curfews, facing arrests, and calling out the cowardice of their leaders. The anger is raw and real. Mosques thunder with prayers and protests alike. Social media platforms are flooded with images of emaciated children and the deafening call of, quote, "Where is the Muslim world?" end quote, in the hearts of ordinary Muslims. A single truth has become unbearable. Our rulers are not only complicit in our humiliation, but they have neglected a vital duty. Doesn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say so clearly, but if they seek your help against persecution in faith, it is your obligation to help them. Surah Al-Anfal, ayah 72. The inaction, complicity, and involvement of the surrounding regimes is a betrayal of the highest order. Egypt, with its control over the Rafah crossing, maintains a tight chokehold on humanitarian access. Jordan, despite the popular protests, continues its security cooperation with quote-unquote Israel. Saudi Arabia and the UAE, wealthy and influential, offer nothing but carefully worded statements while normalizing ties with the occupiers. Turkey plays both sides, condemning atrocities but maintaining trade. Qatar hosts conferences, but not armies. These regimes, steeped in hypocrisy and bound by Western alliances, have turned their backs on Gaza and the broader Ummah. Their silence is not neutrality, it is collaboration. The solution lies not in UN resolutions or symbolic gestures, but in a complete transformation of the Muslim world's political order. Enough is enough. Islam maintains action when our lands are occupied and our people are slaughtered. The proper Islamic response is the re-establishment of the Khilafah, a unified leadership for the Muslims that will prioritize the defense of the Ummah over diplomatic ties or economic interests. It will mobilize armies, not aid packages. It will respond to aggression with jihad, not appeasement. Until then, we will continue to witness tragedy after tragedy, betrayal after betrayal. Gaza is crying, not just for food, but for justice. And justice demands action rooted in Islam, not the silence of compromised rulers. وَمَن يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَالِغُ أَمْرِهِ قَدْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدْرًا. And whoever relies upon Allah, then He is sufficient for him. Indeed, Allah will accomplish His purpose. Allah has already set for everything a decreed extent. Surah At-Talaq, ayah 3. جزاكم الله خيرا for listening. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.